The new XFL will kick off in 2020, and quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans.
Well, we'll start with our bear news as usual, Lou. Mitch Trubisky laughs for the first time in a press conference, but he's still the Bears quarterback, Lou. Should Mitch be laughing now?
Why not? You know, come on. You know, what, too soon? What's Mitch supposed to start laughing and then look at the cameras and go, what, too soon?
He pretty much summed it up there. I have nothing to add to that. Eddie Pinto apparently is a cold weather kicker, Lou. A cold weather kicker. So who couldn't adjust to the warm weather last week, then overcompensated on his second kick? When he missed those two kicks, my mind went blank. I didn't know what to say or do. I said, how could we have a lousy kicker 2 years in a row?
I just know what I see. And he sucked that day. He sucked. You know what? Yeah, he just sucked that day. That's all there was to it.
Well, again, I go back a few weeks in the Lou Dickman Weekly podcast when one of his news is he was resting his leg, and you said, uh-oh. So, looking ahead then, Lou, let's look ahead to 2020. What are the three ingredients that the Bears need to be better than 500 next year?
You know what? I'm going to steal this from you, Commish, because I totally agree. Get rid of frickin' Pagano.
Ah, there you go.
There's something not meshing there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know, it's the same team we had last year. You know, you add Montgomery, who they don't even use.
Right.
You know, it's the same guys. Got to blame it on coaching.
Do you think that not having Jordan Howard was a factor? I think that's another factor that... because it seemed like...
You mean 2 weeks ago, the NFL rushing leader for the week, Jordan Howard? Eagles fly.
And Tariq Cohen was always the secret weapon. They were paying so much attention to Jordan that, you know, Tariq could slip and do his thing.
You know, every good team.
Yeah.
And you go back from the Packers right up through, there was always a good... Yeah, Vince Lombardi and those guys. Yeah, that's as far back as I can remember where
Patriots
you knew the number twos.
The Patriots today, yeah.
You know, there's always been a number two. There's always been. San Francisco, behind Montana, they had a number two. They had a number two running back.
Yeah.
They had, for crying out loud, the Miami Dolphins undefeated. They had three freaking running backs. And nobody's done it yet. The only team to go undefeated and use three freaking running backs. Nobody's ever done that, but no. Now we got to protect the freaking receiver. We got to throw the ball. You know, why don't you juice it too? Then you can be like baseball, for crying out loud.
This is great. That was the greatest Lou Dickman rant in the 10 years we've been doing this podcast. All right, Lou. So, Giants versus Bears prediction. What's your score prediction? I have to get it.
I'm going to say it's going to be over 50 points.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be no defense on either side. Oh, it's going to be a 28-26 either one game.
Wow. Oh, you're going either one.
Either way. They both suck.
I was going to go 16-15 Bears. All right. Let's move on.
The only highlight of Sunday is going to be the Italian beef sandwich.
I'm still, and don't forget Toys for Tots, Lou. Bring the kids some toys.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, we'll be doing that to early December.
And
all
we're
right.
Looking quite well in the toy box, by the way.
Well, there
and
you.
I want to show a shout out to old Steve O.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Caught us off guard with that. Kudos.
Indy Steve. Yeah. All right. So let's play that theme music, Lou. The League of the Week. And this is exciting news. Exciting news, Lou. The new XFL. Now, Vince McMahon lost $35 million on the old XFL, which we talked about last week. But he will be starting a new XFL this week. And so far, Lou, $500 million sunk in.
I, you know what? I'm really looking forward to this XFL, Kamish. Premieres February 8th, which is also the date of the chili cook-off. What an outstanding day we're going to have on that one. And new football, go Battlehawks! Woohoo!
There you go, and we'll reveal where the Battlehawks are from. But Lou, my goal is to get the Sovereign to be the official bar of the XFL. What do you think of that?
We already are.
All right. All right. So here's some of the things that they're changing, Lou. There's going to be no fair catches. There's no. They're going to bring back the kickoff. There's no points after kick. It's all on the all on field. So you get 1 point from 2 yards out, 2 points from 5 yards out, and 3 points from 10. You can get a field goal equivalence with a good pass from the 10-yard line. I love it. OT is determined by a shootout with the same point after attempt. So you can shoot. You can go for three, and then somebody, you know, go has to tie you to go for three, and it's harder.
Like you're playing pig.
They're playing pig in this league, Lou.
All right.
No clock stoppage except for change of possessions, meaning the clock just goes. Or, you know, timeout, you take your timeout, you take 3 minutes, the clock is still, it's like soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, and less penalties. There will be a sky judge, Lou. There's going to be a guy in the sky. I think,
in a balloon, I hope.
In a hot air balloon. And he'll be dressed in a handlebar mustache, and he will be the sky judge. And Lou, finally, possibly, no halftime. What do you think of no halftime, Lou?
Love it.
Yeah?
Love it. Go to the sideline, swill a beer, have a smoke, and get back out on the field. Let's go.
Lou apparently describing 1950s NFL. Okay. Lou, your question of the week.
Yes, I'm all ears.
All right. Lou, if you were commissioner of the league, what rule would you bring into football that would make the game better and why?
Real football or the NFL?
Real. This is your league. It's Lou's Real Football League.
I would get rid of face masks.
There you go. All right. And why?
This way you'll get rid of concussions.
All right. Ooh, it doesn't get any better than that. I'm shedding a tear. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding day and go XFL!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Toys for Tots. Bring your toys to the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago until early December. And tell them Lou XFL. Yeah!